Oh, well, well, well. Look who just came out of their cave. Oh, no, wait, no, just, no, I'm kidding. No, come back here. Come on, come sit with me, hmm? Yeah, just here on the couch. Yeah, well, I was just about to watch a movie, but it'd honestly be more fun to do it with someone else. Oh, come on. I know you're shy, but you could surely sit next to me for a few minutes. There you go. So, what's been going on with you? What have you been doing in your room this whole time? Just studying. Oh, come on. We all do that. No, I want to learn more about you. I mean, I haven't talked to you at all since you moved in. I mean, what kind of cool stuff does my housemate get up to in the confines of their room? Hmm? What? Really? Well, no, that actually sounds like fun. Why didn't you open with that? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I bet you could talk about for hours. Well, I mean, maybe not right now, but give it some time and I'm sure you won't be able to shut up about it. Hey, you know, I never realized it, but you're a Neko, aren't you? Oh, well, I just saw the ears in your hat twitch. I mean, they're hidden, but not exactly well. Hey, how about you take your hat off for me? Hmm? Oh, come on. What do you got to lose, hmm? Aw, see? They look so cute. Oh, they fit you so well. Oh, hey, come on. No, you should be more confident in yourself. You definitely have the looks to pull it off. Oh. I'm gonna guess by the rosiness of your cheeks that you're not exactly used to getting complimented so much. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you're one of those types that gets super embarrassed by any compliment someone gives you. You are, aren't you? Oh, it is going to be so much fun to room with you. Oh, I'm just going to endlessly tease you. Oh, hey, I'm kidding, but I am serious about one thing. You are pretty cute. Wait, did I just call you cute? I meant your ears, well, and your face, and really just all of you. Ah, jeez. Hey. Come on. It's not fun when you're just shrinking up and acting all stony and stoic. No, come on. I know you're trying to hide how embarrassed you are. Huh? Oh, the movie? Nah. I don't really want to watch it anymore. Well. Not when I have such a cute and interesting person like you to talk to. Oh, hey now. Look, I know you really don't want to, but I mean, it'll be good practice. If you're so shy that you turn bright red after some light teasing, I think a little bit of light conversation would probably do you some good. Now, what more is there to talk about? Let's see. Hey. Are you seeing anyone? No one? Aw, that's a shame. Someone as cute as you should definitely be having a significant other. Wait. You mean no one at all? Like, no, I mean, like, you're saying you have no friends? Acquaintances. People you've, you know, talked to at work or in class or something? What? No. There is no way that I'm the most who's talked to you ever. Fine, no, not ever, but in the past while. Oh. That's just sad. And lonely. I don't like that. I don't like that you're sad and lonely. Hmm? You aren't? Are you sure? There's no way that living so alone can't cause long-term effects for... Hey, look at me. No, really, look at me. Are you feeling okay? Are you lonely? No, you certainly don't sound like you're fine. Oh, hey! Don't cry. No, here. Oh, jeez, here. Just come here. Come on. Yeah, just lay your head down on my lap. Yeah, I'll give you some scritchies for a little while. Okay? Yeah, there you go. No, shh. It's gonna be okay. Huh? Why am I doing this? Because I care about you, silly. What do you mean, why do I care about you? You're my housemate. Of course I want you to feel good. And, well, if there's one thing I know about Nekos, it's that they love ear scratches. And I'm right, aren't I? Come on, aren't I? Aw, you're smiling, so I know it's working. You're such a sweetheart. You know that? Such a sweetheart, little Neko. So soft. So very, very soft. I'm telling you these things because you need to hear them. Because I know that you haven't had anyone to tell you them before. And if I'm gonna be honest, it's kinda because I like you. Yes, I like you in that way. I mean, you're cute and funny, and the little bit of time I've spent with you, I've honestly really enjoyed a lot. You're just, honestly, kind of an amazing person, so how could I not fall for you, you know? Well, I mean, to be honest, it surprised me too. I mean, I thought that I would just see you as just another roommate, you know, someone who holed themselves away in their room and just, you know, never interacted with anyone. Which, to be fair, is kind of what you did. But what I didn't expect was you being brave and starting to poke your head out of your hidey hole to, you know, just see what's going on with everyone else. I didn't approach you then because, like, I don't know, I just didn't want to force you to do something you didn't want to do. And I could tell you were shy, so I didn't want my extroverted ass to just, you know, scare you off. Oh? You know, I kind of figured that you had a crush on me, too. Well, for one, you were absolutely eager to lay your head in my lap, and I was so not ready for that. Also, you would avoid eye contact and stutter and mumble and whatever else whenever I tried to talk to you. Oh, no, I know it wasn't just you being shy. I've seen you interact with the other housemates. I mean, sure, you have some trouble with them, but with me? Oh, I think it's easy to say that you have way more trouble interacting with me. Well, now that we know we like each other, what do you want to do about it? You think you might want to watch a movie with me and I'll keep giving you some head pats? All right, yeah, I think that sounds good to me too.